I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He's with the Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us every Friday. Speaking of the arts, welcome.
Good morning.
Bienvenido.
I had coffee this morning, so this should go well.
That's why I see you vibrating.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, I've had soy chai.
Oh.
Soy chai latte, man. It's my drink.
Soy chai. Now, is there a belt system in that kind of martial arts?
It means I am chai.
Oh, I see.
Now, what's going on this weekend?
Well, there's all kinds of stuff going on throughout the week. I mean, the first thing, obviously, is that we've got Cinco de Mayo coming up.
That's right.
Towards the end of next week. And there's a great benefit happening on Thursday, May 5th at 7 p.m. at the Ore House at Milagro, which is over there at 139 West San Francisco Street. It's a Cinco de Mayo party to benefit youth shelters, which is a local nonprofit that serves homeless, runaway, and at-risk youth and their families. And let's see, Nacho Mendez is going to be performing, Anthony Leon and the Chain, Broom Dust Caravan, and John Treadwell is going to be emceeing. John Treadwell from Frogville Records is going to be emceeing the event. They're asking for a $10 donation for youth shelters. They're also asking for donations of unopened and non-perishable food, camping equipment, and gently used clothing and hygiene products. So load up a grocery bag, bring $10, and go down there and help out youth shelters. It's a great organization.
It is indeed.
They helped, I think, in like 2009, 2010, they helped like 800 local youths, more than 800.
Yeah.
So there's more homeless kids in this town than people think. Let's put it that way.
Don't forget May 1st,
yes.
Primer Dia de Mayo, International Workers Day, and there's going to be a march and a picnic in support of the rights of immigrants and their families starting at 1 o'clock from the Rosario Chapel in front of De Vargas Mall. Picnic at 2 o'clock at De Vargas Park, and for more information you can call Somos Un Pueblo Unido at 424-7832 or go to their website, somosunpueblounido.org.
Cool. This weekend, actually on April 29th and the 30th and May 1st, Moving People Dance 2, which is the pre-professional dance company of Moving People Dance Santa Fe, is having their annual showcase at the Greer Garson Theater at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design.
Nice.
Let's see. There's 30 dancers performing, ages 11 to 18. And I understand it's a pretty diverse program. There's going to be classical variations, a new piece by the artistic director, Curtis Uhlman, and that's going to be cool. It's got music by Crosby, Stills, and Nash, The Beatles, and Led Zeppelin. So, and there's even a piece set to Radiohead music, if you're a Radiohead fan, and a piece involving Parasol. So it's Friday and Saturday, April 29th and 30th. At 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, May 1st, there's a 2 p.m. matinee. And again, that's at Greer Garson Theater. If you call 438-9180, you can get tickets. Or you can drop by the Moving People Dance Center on Pacheco Street, 1583 Pacheco Street, to be exact.
Very nice.
What else? I heard your interview with a couple of people involved with Manhattan Glass.
Yeah.
That sounds really fun.
Yeah, Joey Chavez.
Yes.
Well-known playwright and teacher here in Santa Fe, and he's written this play, which is really based on conversations that he had with his own grandparents, and one of the characters is based on him many years ago. It takes place in about, I think, the 1980 or 81, and it's about his grandparents who worked on the Manhattan Project and were so secretive about it that they didn't even tell each other what they did for all those years. So here they are in their 70s, and he's trying to get information out of them, and they don't even know what each other knows.
But they knew that the other person was working.
Yeah, they did commute and whatnot. Yes.
But their duties once they got there were on a need to know basis, and apparently husband and wife didn't need to know.
Did not need to know, and the whole question of responsibility and the ethics and all that stuff comes up in the play. I think I haven't seen it yet. I've only read it, but it sounds very good. And let's talk about Collected Works Bookstore. Well, wait a minute. Where is that? Give us the info.
Wait. Oh, yes. Let me find it again.
Give us the 411.
The 411. That is at Teatro Paragua Studio, which is at 3221 Richards Lane. There's a performance at 8 p.m. on Friday and Saturday.
And 2 p.m. on Sunday.
2 p.m. on Sunday.
Pay what you wish.
And you can get tickets by calling 424-1601.
tonight at 6 o'clock at Collected Works Bookstore, Santa Fe's photographer Lucian Niemeyer, whom we had on the other day, will discuss and sign copies of his latest book, The Art of Flower Photography and West Virginia Mountain Air. And his work is also being shown at Collected Works. And then on Sunday from 3 to 4:30, the Santa Fe Botanical Garden presents a May Day celebration featuring poems on flowers, trees, birds, bees, and crawling creatures. Poets include Jane Lippman, Elizabeth Raby, and James McGrath. Then Monday, Stuart Woods is talking about his new mystery, or his new book, Bel Air Dead, at 6 o'clock. Tuesday the 3rd, Catherine Allen of the Santa Fe Group will be talking about her new book, Reboot Your Life, Energize Your Career and Life by Taking a Break. That's at Collected Works at 6 on Tuesday. On Wednesday, there's a reception for photographer Margaret Wright, whose exhibition, Not Found in Nature, will be on exhibit. She'll sign her book, Blooming Women, and a portion of the proceeds will go to the Santa Fe Desert Corral. And then finally on Thursday, they're busy every night of the week at Collected Works. Thursday at 6 o'clock, Santa Fe author Diane Stanley will read from and sign copies of her new young adult novel, The Silver Bowl, the first book in her newest trilogy, featuring a deadly curse, a handsome prince, and a brave girl who changes everything.
A brave girl who changes everything.
Yep.
Cool.
You know how that is.
Yeah. Gracing the cover of Pasa Tiempo this week is the 11th annual Nuestra Musica.
Yay!
Yay! And Jennifer Levin wrote a great story for us on page 32 of the Pasa Tiempo, traditional New Mexican music at 7 p.m. tonight at the Lenzing Performing Arts Center. There's no charge for seniors. You can get tickets at ticketsantafe.org, 988-1234. That's going to be a great event. Have you ever been to that?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
I went last year.
It's a community celebration.
It is indeed. And the wonderful Jack Leffler and all these great musicians. And then that beautiful woman, Antonia Apodaca.
Oh, yeah, Antonia Apodaca.
Whose house burned down. And she lost a lot of her accordions and lost a lot of things.
Ouch.
I guess the community has really pitched in to support her, but when I read that in the paper, it was very sad because she's such a well-known and just beautifully spirited person in this community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to try and make it. We'll see. What I am going to definitely do, is, since my plans have been dashed now that the entire world knows about Booger Canyon.
We're referring to our last segment
in
which Philip Connors talked about his book, Fire Season, where he'll be speaking about that tonight at 6 o'clock. It's a good book.
Yeah. No, it's a great book. Actually, there was the lady who wrote, the beautiful woman who wrote the story in today's Pasa Tiempo, and I both wanted to do the story, but she had a history with this, so
she
won. But I got
so you just wander around Booger Canyon with your pit bull.
That's right. Just wander around Booger Canyon with my dogs. That's the plan. But if that doesn't work out, at least tonight I'll be at Warehouse 21 for the reception for Ann Stavely's exhibition of large-scale photographs that have been installed on the side of Warehouse 21.
Nice.
And that's going to be up through the summer. I'm interested to see on what the upkeep of that is going to be in terms of, I don't know how these painting or how these photographs or how they're going to be protected from the elements and whatnot. But that's going to be up through the summer. There's a reception tonight from 5 to 7 over there at Warehouse 21 in the rail yard. Definitely go and check it out. Oh, it's the final weekend of American Buffalo.
Yeah, definitely got to go, ladies and gentlemen.
Somebody called me yesterday to try and figure out where to get tickets, and I accidentally erased a message, so I couldn't get back a hold of them. So I hope they're watching. I mean, listening. They can go to email ironweedproductions@yahoo.com or call 660-2379. But there's a performance tonight.
Or show up at El Museo Cultural.
Yeah, exactly. At 8 p.m. and get tickets. And there's more than one performance. This is the last weekend. You can find out by reading The Great Pasa Tiempo.
The Great Pasa Tiempo.
What other time?
I would like to thank them for starting their show at 8
yes.
rather than 7 or 6 or 7:30.
So people can go out to dinner?
Well, so that you can eat and walk your dogs and you know, get done with your day and then go out in the evening. Yeah. I personally like to eat dinner after events like that, and I would like to thank the glorious restaurant Pranzo for actually serving food after 9 p.m.
After 9 p.m.
And I would like to hereby personally encourage more restaurants to do the same, because
Absolutely.
There are so many people on Friday and Saturday nights who go out to events like this mm-hmm. who are starving afterwards, and our choices are basically Pranzo, the Atomic, and Denny's.
Right.
Just
yeah.
saying.
Yeah, I mean, I can think of a number of restaurants that I would that are near downtown performance spaces like the St. Francis Auditorium and the Lenzic that I would love to be open. Later.
And they would do a booming business.
Any restaurant,
especially if they promoted it.
Yeah, any restaurant that serves small bites would make a killing.
A killing.
Anyway.
Heidi Lowe and Porcelain Gallery, springtime
yes.
at its best, opening an artist reception today from 5 to 8, 315 Johnson Street in Santa Fe.
Oh, cool. Also, Gerald Peters Gallery is having a show. Albert Paley, Sculpture by Paley, and that's up through June 11th. And there's paintings by Mike Glear also. That's up through July 2nd. There's a reception from 5 to 7 p.m.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Not at all.
I've got this weird allergy throat thing happening today. Oh, Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street. St. John's College is presenting the musical, tonight at 8 p.m. The Great Hall, Peterson Student Center. You can call 984-6000 for ticket information. But tickets are really available at the door. But if you want to get more information, you can bug the folks over there at 984-6000. What else is happening? Oh, let's see.
There's a garden fair. It's a free garden fair from 10 to 4 at the county fairgrounds. Santa Fe Master Gardeners Association is doing that, and there's all kinds of lectures and demonstrations. We had Erin Wade from Vinaigrette on the other day. She's lovely. She was talking about her, among other things, her lecture, which is at 11 o'clock, called Fearless Vegetable Gardening. And there's lectures on trees and ideas to do big gardens on small budgets and perennials and all kinds of things. And you can just go down there and talk to people, and there's even garden advice and tool sharpening. I love that.
Tool sharpening, that's cool.
Yeah.
So there's going to be someone there to help sharpen your garden tools, or is it just a workshop on how to sharpen your garden tools?
I don't know. You'll have to go down and check it out. Maybe you can bring your garden tools. I was, I sharpened my knives, but I never have sharpened scissors before. So the other day I was dealing with my pathetic dull scissors, and I Googled how to sharpen scissors, and it turns out that there are about 400,000 instructional videos on the internet on how to sharpen your scissors. And I proceeded to do so.
Really?
Yes.
Or you could take it to a professional sharpener.
I know, but you could do it on your coffee table in 10 minutes.
Oh.
You could do all the scissors in your house.
Yeah, I don't let anybody else sharpen my knives. I'm kind of territorial about my knives, so.
Yeah.
We do them at the house.
Yeah, you got to do it at your house.
There used to be a guy out in Pecos who had a mobile service, and he'd drive out to your house and sharpen your knives for you.
There's a nice guy in front of Joanne Fabrics, too, who will sharpen your scissors and knives and anything else.
Oh, cool. And there's also somebody at the farmer's market that sharpens knives.
Anyway, the garden fair.
There's a bunch of other exhibits that are opening this weekend. Sunday, Selby Fleetwood Gallery, Poetry in Process, a group show of paintings, drawings, and sculpture. There's no reception for that, but that's up through June 1st. What else? There's actually none of the exhibits on Sunday really have a reception, but there are a lot of them. Well, Llewellyn Galleries at the Rail Yard is having a reception tonight from 5:30 to 7:30. Bars and Scrapes, Paintings and Works on Paper by Dan Christensen, and that's up through June 5th. And then Ventana Fine Art, Spring into Summer, a group show of sculpture and paintings, reception tonight from 5 to 7 p.m.
Very nice.
Through May 12th. So.
And wildlife tracking in the heart of the Galisteo Wildway, a guided walk of wetlands, streams, and meadows in search of wildlife tracks and signs in the center of the Galisteo Basin. Carolyn Fraser, the author of Rewilding the World, which is a wonderful book, and Peter Callan and Mitch Johnson, wildlife trackers with Pathways Wildlife Corridors of New Mexico, will be leading you through all of this tomorrow, the 30th of April, from 9 to 2, which includes picnic lunch. It's at Cash Ranch on the end of County Road 55A and C, the General Goodwin Road. For more information and to register, call 982-9806, and you can go to earthworksinstitute.org.
Cool.
And you can also get Caroline's book. You can get books on site.
Awesome.
Earthworks Institute, if I haven't said it before, and I know I have, they do amazing work. They are so forward-looking. If you want to know now the stuff that everybody's going to know 50 years from now, hang out with those guys.
Hang out with those guys.
Yeah.
But don't be stalkers. You know, do it the right way.
Well, go track wildlife.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It wouldn't be Cinco de Mayo without the Mariachi Spectacular. That's happening at Casino Hollywood on May 5th, featuring the First Ladies of Mariachi, Reina de Los Angeles, and special guests Mariachi Tenampa and Mariachi Nuevo México. That's at 7 p.m., and I'm sure you could get a hold of the casino for ticket information on that one. Also, tonight, Slum Gum and Mark Weaver's UFO Ensemble. Paul Weideman wrote an awesome story about this.
UFO Ensemble?
Yes.
An ensemble of aliens?
It's avant-garde jazz. And Paul Weideman wrote a great story about it in today's Paso Tiempo. That's at the Santa Fe Performance Exchange out there in El Dorado. We can't forget those guys. They do, and gals. They do great work. That's tonight at 7 p.m. You can call 466-3116, or you could go to santafeperformanceexchange.com to find out about all the great events, including this concert. And that's tonight.
Well, tomorrow at the same location, Middle Eastern Jazz Fusion in El Dorado. What's the name of the group?
I don't know.
They don't say. Traditional Middle Eastern music and dancing. That's all it says. And then on Sunday at 7:30, the same thing. And at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design.
Santa Fe University of Art and Design?
Yep.
Cool beans. I got to talk about all the great sort of dance stuff.
Oh, they're called Transition. I know these guys. Oh. They've been playing Santa Fe for years. They are really, really good. It's like we said, Middle Eastern jazz, and local musician Polly Tapia Ferber and Paul Brown join Mal Stein, Haig Manukian, and Soren Baronian, and they're really, really good players. One of them plays the oud.
The oud.
Mm-hmm. And the Sultana dancers will be there too.
I'm in the oud for love.
At least on Sunday.
Okay.
You're in oud for love?
I'm in the oud for love. It's a great song.
Ah.
There's a ton of dance stuff going on. We've got the 71st annual Baile de Cascarones, the dance of the eggshells. That is tonight from 8 to 11 p.m. at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center. This is a cool event.
I went to that years ago. It's so much fun.
It is. It's a really popular.
It makes you feel
event.
Like you're in old Santa Fe.
Well, I guess this has been a tradition here for a long time, and the Sociedad Folclórica de Santa Fe sort of took it back up in 1940, and they've been doing it ever since. So it's kind of like it's a dance, but it's also a fundraiser for them. And there's going to be a silent auction to benefit the society. You can call 983-7839 for information on that. On Saturday, April 30th, at 7:30 p.m. at the AMA Center of New Mexico, is the Bollywood Club Invasion.
I was just going to read that.
This is awesome. A fundraiser to benefit the center's charitable projects. I believe that some of that is going to go to Japan relief, tsunami and earthquake relief this year. They make a lot of money. This is a very popular event, and it goes to some really great causes. We've got
Bollywood Club Invasion. I should go to this. I didn't go last year.
Tons of DJs, finger foods, chai, bhangra drumming, Bollywood dance classes, henna tattoo station. It's an alcohol-free event, but it takes place at Sambusco Market Center. I think they just sort of close it off and decorate that.
So basically, it's inside the big open hallway of the shopping center?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. And so that's cool. Also, at 9 p.m. on Saturday, ArtCast presents the Mickey Cruz Show, featuring the Grammy-nominated Mickey Cruz and his 13-piece ensemble, kind of a combination of cumbia and reggae.
Cumbege.
Cumbege? I wanted to say cumbegue, but I guess it's just cumbege.
Cumbege, like reggae.
Okay.
Rhymes with reggae. He's good. He's really a good musician.
Yeah, he's really good.
Isn't he vocalist.
Like based in Albuquerque?
He's based in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
But he's okay. Nicaraguan.
He's Nicaraguan. He's an amazing backstory.
Yep.
I talked to Tony James at ArtCats about his backstory. This guy's, he's just amazing.
He was orphaned by the war in Nicaragua.
Yes.
And he born, I guess, in the 70s, lived on the street, found his talent, and has run with it.
And boom. You can see him this weekend. You can see him at Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at the, I believe it's at the Lodge at Santa Fe.
It's at the Lodge.
9:30, sorry. At the Lodge at Santa Fe.
Tomorrow.
Call 505-710-5829. Tickets are at the door, so just show up and get your ticket.
Just show up.
And then at 7:30 p.m. also on Saturday, Swing Shift, the 17-piece New Mexico Big Band Ensemble, is playing at one of my favorite places, Rock and Rollers Event Arena. I've been to so many weird and interesting
concerts
there. I like
Rock and Rollers.
Oh, yeah. I've been to, like, I went to, there was, at one point, I went to a birthday party during the day, and then I went to a drag show there later that night. It was a kid's birthday party during the day, and it was a drag show at night. It was awesome. But that 17-piece ensemble is going to be playing at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday. Rock and Rollers Event Arena is out there on Agua Fria Street. And I didn't even know we had a 17-piece big band in Santa Fe until last week. And now you know, and now I know.
And now we know.
Yeah. What else is going on? I already talked about Louder Than Words, right?
No.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did.
All right.
Barbara Spencer Foster.
Could it be that I wasn't listening?
It could be. I'm not sure. I don't think you'd ever do that.
No.
And I would never do that either. Barbara Spencer Foster is going to be signing copies of her books at Hastings. She wrote this, let's see, Fire in the Bosque, I believe. I think it's one of her newer books, and that is 7 p.m. on tonight over there at Hastings.
Excellent.
Yes. Oh, there's an artist forum tonight at 7 o'clock at the J. Edkin Gallery. Building community, creative collaborations, sharing of issues and concerns. That's at 7 p.m. That's over there at the J. Edkin Gallery in the rail yard, 703 Camino de la Familia.
And I was just handed a piece of paper from Kathy Todd, who, and it says, free Fridays at noon, How's Your Health, an interactive in-person seminar series covering aspects of your health that you may not have thought about. Come and find out. So Friday at noon today, storing safety in our bellies.
Storing safety in our bellies?
That's what it says.
Okay.
And where is this at?
I don't know.
It says Fridays at noon.
Fridays at noon?
But it doesn't say
where.
There
must be a contact number, right?
No.
No.
Sorry, never mind.
Okay.
A piece of paper comes to me and I read it, but it's not telling us where it is, so forget about it.
The Museum of Contemporary Native Arts is hosting creative writing, readings, and moving images screenings from 1 to 3 p.m. on Sunday.
I just found out. The Lafarge Library. Thank you very much.
Okay. I'll say it again. The Museum of Contemporary Native Arts is hosting creative writing readings and moving images screenings at the museum over there on Cathedral Place. It's by museum admission. It's from 1 to 3 p.m. on Sunday. That's something you can do. Let's see. What else? Working Class Origins of American Independence. Lecture and book signing by Craig Barnes. And that's part of his Democracy at the Crossroads series at 11 a.m.
Nice. Where's that?
At Travel Bug.
Travel
on
Bug.
On Sunday.
Excellent.
Cool.
And this weekend, let's see, Don Curry, Pete Springer, and Andy Prim at Tiny's tonight. And they will be playing music from 8:30 until after midnight.
Till after midnight?
Till after midnight. Classic songs of Tom Petty, David Bowie, Beatles, Journey, Randy Newman, Simon and Garfunkel, Steely Dan, Moody Blues, Muddy Waters, and many more.
The School for Advanced Research on Wednesday the 4th is hosting a lecture called Rethinking the Urban Reservation Relationship in American Indian History by Doug Keel from noon to 1 p.m. And that's over there at the School for Advanced Research. It's on Garcia Street, 660 Garcia Street. What's happening in the movie realm?
Can I just put an addendum on the Don Curry Pete Springer thing? On Saturday night, they'll be at the Tin Star Saloon.
Oh.
So.
Hey, did you ever see Footloose?
Did I ever see Footloose? Was
Speaking
that like
movies,
an 80s dance
Kevin
movie?
Kevin Bacon?
No, I did not.
You never saw it?
I think I sort of vaguely remember the song.
It was one of my favorite movies. I thought it was so cool.
Really?
I was like, wow, you can just like dance.
Do you watch
just
Glee?
Break into dance. I do.
How do you feel about that?
How do I feel about being a Glee watcher? I don't know. I'm not really sure I need to feel anyway about that. But I'm not embarrassed.
You're not.
No.
Fascinating.
No, I'm not embarrassed to be a Gleek.
A Gleek.
Footloose. Anyway, Santa Fe High School is presenting the musical Footloose on Thursday, May 5th at 7:33 p.m. I'm not sure why everything that happens there happens at 7:33 p.m. But that's over there at the campus in the auditorium on Yucca Road. You can call 467-2970. It continues Friday and Saturday, May 6th and 7th, and Thursday through Saturday, May 12th through 14th. So it's an extended run of Footloose. I'm not sure Kevin Bacon's going to make it.
You don't think?
I don't think so.
Do you remember 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon?
I do. I do.
Flamenco with Truscales and Friends tonight at 8:15 at Los Mayas. The Jakes Classic and Southern Rock at the Tin Star Saloon tonight at 9 o'clock. Cascarones, you already mentioned. Mm-hmm. Sabor at the El Dorado Hotel at 7 o'clock tonight. And, boy, so much else going on. Don't forget to go to the movies. There's a million movies that are happening.
Yes, and the Contemporary Clay Fairs this weekend, too, over there at the Santa Fe Women's Club.
So
there's that. I believe that's a Saturday and Sunday.
Yes. So check out the CCA, check out the screen, check out all of our multiplexes and all the movie theaters. Haven't had time to read all of those. But anyway, Rob DeWalt is with the Pasa Tiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us every Friday speaking of the arts. And it's great to have you.
It's great to have you.
What are you doing this weekend?
I am going on a 3-hour food tour at 11 o'clock with a new company in town called Food Tour New Mexico. It's locally owned by a local musician named Nick Pena, who is in a band called La Junta. And he's got this new company, and he invited me to take a food tour today. So I'm taking a 3-hour tour. And then I'm going to go
it's
straight
work,
to Boger Canyon.
But someone's got to do it.
Someone's got to do it.
You could probably use the extra weight.
Yeah.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz, and a special thanks to Marilyn LeBlanc for engineering today. Hasta la vista, baby.
Bye.
Bye.